The fish have all gone. There are days when I leap out of bed full of energy and ready to go. There are heartening breakfast times which promise a beautiful day to come. With a tummy full of fresh bread and jam, I bound down the stairs, eager to drink in the fresh morning air. There are streets to be crossed, pavements to be run along, and a dune to climb so that I can catch sight of the sea and almost touch the horizon. But today isn't one of those days. I've just heard something unbelievable. The fish have all gone. I hear this news halfway through my bread and jam. What happened to the fish? There are, or rather, there were, lots of fish in the seas. Salmon, smoked, yum yum. Cod, with chips please. Tuna, scrumptious as sushi. Anchovies, tasty toppings for pizza. Maybe people were too greedy and just didn't know when to stop fishing. I imagine helpless polar bears, their tummies empty. That's when I remember the pond at the bottom of my garden and the goldfish that lives there. Has he disappeared too? He's still there. He goes round in circles as if happy to see me. What if I found him a girlfriend? They could start a family. Then at least the goldfish species would be saved. I set off to look for a goldfish. A cat comes to sit by my side. Much to my surprise, the goldfish are still there. Far from the others, my goldfish must be feeling a bit lonely. I catch a fish and take it back to my pond. Will they get on well and start a family? They seem to like each other. My goldfish has found a girlfriend. It's 8 p.m. The neighbor's radio is broadcasting the news. I'm all ears. Good evening. It's the 1st of April, so don't get fooled.